and Sid in the morning, making mischief happen every morning.
Ernie and Sid, why are you listening to them? I have no idea.
Where New York comes to talk. 77 WABC and streaming on WABCRadio.com.
Well, this is a huge honor. I've been friends with Jim McBride a long time, a.k.a. Mr. Skin, but meeting him for the first time today. Certainly Bernie as well, meeting Mr. Skin for the first time today. The book is out, Being Mr. Skin, 20 years of nip slips, cheek peeks, and fast forwarding to the good parts. Guy that actually helped save my radio career, on a very personal note, down in Miami, has remained friendly and now comes out with Bernie and I all the time. And the book is great. And for starters, welcome to New York City. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, great to meet you in person. It's been a long time. We've known each other. We talk on Facebook. I've been on your show many times. I've never seen you in person. It's a big thrill.
Me too. You're a very handsome guy.
What do you think?
Well, it's probably let's go back to the Facebook. And No. I'm kidding. No, it's a big honor. It's a big honor.
Yeah. You're a good-looking guy yourself.
Well, thank you.
By the way, no, I can say that because I'm secure enough.
There you go. My manhood. He was actually, I was thinking about him last night. I was watching the Below Deck show reunion, which took place in the usually they take these reunions, the housewives, and they put them in restaurants and catering halls. They did this one out of the clubhouse where Andy Cohen does his late night show. And it was about a year and a half ago, maybe, Bernie, I told you, came into work. I had watched Below Deck the night before. And there you were.
Yeah.
You chartered the boat.
Yeah. I had never even heard of the show, and someone approached me, would you want to go on Below Deck? It's Below Deck Mediterranean.
Right.
And I had never even seen the show, but someone said, you know, it'd be great publicity. You know, those Bravo shows, they air on a loop once you're on.
Yeah. Right, right.
And I got to say that it went well. I told all the people that I brought, don't be idiots, don't do anything stupid,
and they
because
didn't.
They were really cool,
yeah.
And we were nice to the staff. We had a fun time, and they went on my website during the show, so that just keeps airing forever.
That's
so
great.
It was a smart thing. I'm not a, you know, I don't watch that kind of TV, but yeah, it was cool to do.
Right. What do you mean you don't watch that kind of TV? What are you making fun of it? You look for nipples and anuses
I mean,
24 hours a day?
Let me tell you, I shouldn't say that. Bravo, we watch, and what's amazing about Bravo with those reality TV shows on the housewife side, excuse me, they have tons of nudity. I don't know if you guys ever watched the Bravo.
Yes.
And what they do, though, it's weird. They'll pixelate out nips, but they'll show butt.
They'll show
totally
butt,
fine
but.
The show
Bethany
butt.
Frankel jumped in last year. They all jumped in skinny dipped. The New York ones, which, by the way, are the least attractive ones.
Well,
I wouldn't mind seeing like Melissa from New Jersey jump in a pool naked.
Yeah.
Bethany doesn't have a butt.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
But it is amazing how much nudity is on the Bravo network in very high def, too.
Yeah.
It's pretty
Andy
incredible.
Cohen's a degenerate. So listen, let's get to the book and your career before we get to the stuff in the book. Here's a guy that is working at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange.
As a clerk, not a broker, as
right,
a clerk.
Right, you hadn't even made it big.
No.
Not even a broker yet.
It was in between a runner and a broker, a clerk.
Exactly right, basically. Yeah. And how does that guy all of a sudden become Mr. Skin?
Well, the story goes way back, and I talk about it in the book. When I was a kid, I used to tape as many nude scenes as I could. And it started because there was this convergence of technologies. My dad got... Do you remember what a Betamax was?
Of course, I had it.
Yeah, and cable TV.
That was before VHS.
I just started taping as many movies as I could, and that's really it. I just became a savant when it came to nude movies and took that show to the Merc, and really that's the start of it.
Do you remember Wometco? They had a lot of nudity before even HBO and the rest of that stuff when we were kids.
No.
Okay. Because it did start there.
Was that the thing where you, like a pay-per-view type of thing?
Yeah, same, exactly right. Yeah. So it started there and then you graduated to this this level.
Yes. Could I take a break for a real quick second?
Sure.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Are you choking or something?
Yeah.
He's got to choke.
So let him take a break and you and I, Sid, will have a conversation for a second.
Yeah.
Mr. Skin and I are, and you maybe, we're about the same age.
Right.
I'm going to ask him who he thought was more, who was hotter back in the 60s, Julie Newmar, who played the Catwoman on Batman.
That's a good one.
Or Barbara Eden from I Dream of Jeannie.
That's a good one, too.
I mean, those were two, you know, when you were growing up.
Those were two hotties.
You were watching these gorgeous ladies, and I would imagine Mr. Skin was one of those guys.
There was one more. You're right. There was Barbara Eden, I Dream of Jeannie.
And then there was another show,
yeah,
the British show with the
Wasn't Benny Hill?
No, it wasn't Benny Hill.
No, that was later.
Well, let's take a quick break with Matt. We'll come right back with Mr. Skin right after this.
Bernie and Sid in the morning. The new show, Mischief and More. 77 WABC and the WABC radio app.
All right, back. Jim's back. Mr. Skin. The book is out. Being Mr. Skin. 20 years of nip slips, cheek peeks, and fast forwarding to the good points. Almost died there. So.
Yeah, as I was choking and running to the bathroom, I heard you ask about Julie Newmar. Check out a movie called McKenna's Gold, 1969. She goes for a skinny dip. I think you'd enjoy that.
Yeah. You know?
Now, unfortunately, Barbara Eden, who I also heard as I was running to the bathroom, she's never been nude.
Never.
That was always a big
disappointment. Never in her whole life, by the way, even in private.
Well, don't forget, she was the first. Well, she was the first woman to show her belly button on TV. That was a big deal in the 60s.
That was a big deal.
And those loose fitting clothes she wore was sort of implied nudity.
There were a lot of men before being able to pause used to watch that show and enjoy it.
Oh,
maybe with the sound down.
Oh, that would masturbate. No question. So one of the things that did bother me about the book, though. It's a great book, and Bernie and I both loved it, was that Carolla wrote the foreword. Why not me? I know he's more famous. He's got a big podcast.
He's written
other books. I mean, I wrote one book, too, not in the Anna Carolla class of success, but now he did a pretty good job.
That's a great question. You know, I got to admit, I'm a lot closer to you than Adam.
See that? Yeah. You even admit that?
Yeah. Oh, no, Adam... I've been a guest on his show many times. I'm actually going to fly to L.A. next week to do his podcast, but I don't have the rapport that I have with you. And there's something about, I don't know if it's the sports thing, our age being similar. I don't know what it is, but we've always had a rapport.
Well, you may be a latent homosexual, too.
That's possible.
You're very hot in person.
You are, too, by the way. Hey, but one of the things you talk about in the book, and I know Bernie will agree, I agree, Jerry and Tim, too, is one of the first times I really got crazy watching a movie. And this is before... I watch porn, which I love. XNXX.com is a great site. Was Phoebe Cates.
Yeah, Fast Times original.
Is that still the most popular?
Well, I don't know if it's the most popular. In the book, I list towards the end my 10 favorite nude scenes of all time. And at number one is still Phoebe Cates. And if you look at all the factors, right? And Sid, I agree, it's a great scene. But if you look at all the factors, it came from a great movie. It's funny. We all quote lines from Fast Times. The way they filmed it in slow motion with the cars moving in stereo, how beautiful she was at the time.
The water coming off her body.
It's the perfect nude scene. Yep. And to us young guys in that era, she was our Ariana Grande.
She was.
She was like the hot young thing.
And to emphasize it, in that scene, you've got Judge Reinhold masturbating in the bathroom.
Yeah, he's working the gavel in the bathroom. Yeah. And on so many levels, it's a fantastic scene. But that doesn't mean to say, like, when I saw Alexandra Daddario nude in True Detective in 2014, I'll never forget this. That's the one with Woody Harrelson, remember, Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. I remember I was sitting, my wife and I were watching the show. It was the second episode of the first season. When I saw Alexandra Daddario do that nude scene, I said to my wife, this is January 14th of 2014. I said, that is going to be the number one nude scene of 2014. And it was. And in fact, I consider it one of the 10 greatest nude scenes of all time. So there, it's not, as much as I love the historical nudes from the teen sex comedies, the drive-in movies and all that, I still appreciate the great stuff today.
No, we have so much else. The five most skintastic TV shows for nudity. The five most skintastic lesbian scenes of all time. But I do want to ask you, Jim McBride, whose book, of course, is Being Mr. Skin, is how did you go from the Chicago Mercantile? You were starting to tell that story.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
To being Mr. Skin.
Well, as a kid, like I said, there was this convergence of technologies in the fall of 1980. And if you remember, all we got to see, us guys, ABC, CBS, and NBC, right? Then all of a sudden, my dad gets me a Betamax. We get cable TV in my suburb of Chicago, Oak Park, Illinois. So I'm watching. All of a sudden, I get teen sex comedies and drive-in movies, full frontal nudity in my house. I started taping everything I could, sneaking into the basement, and built that knowledge from there.
Oh, wow, interesting.
Into this. It's amazing. So now part of the beauty with your website is, and this is why you're on with me and Bernie throughout the year, as well as Howard Stern and others, and you'll be on with the wrap-up show today with John Hine and Gary Delabate. I love those guys. So you do these lists every year. You'll have the around the
Anatomy Awards. Yes.
The Anatomy Awards. Yes. That's right. And so, how do you go about preparing for that? What goes into play when you come up? You have to watch every movie.
That's a great question, because what I do, Bernie, like for these Anatomy Awards, is just it's just like a parody of the Oscars, but for the best in nudity. And we curate a lot of stuff, obviously. And my crack staff watches so much nudity, all the movies and television that comes out in the course of a year.
So much crack.
Yeah, right. My crack staff. So what we do is we literally, over the course of the year, save all the great stuff, but also the wild and crazy things that you can't imagine actually happened. We save all that, and then we have a big meeting right around probably about 6 weeks prior to it, where we literally go through it until we've got about 42 awards. So it's a total team effort. It's just not me.
You ever miss one? Anybody ever say, you know what? You missed one.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Especially, is that right?
Well, especially when I do my top 10 nude scenes of the year, because think about it. I got to pick what are the 10 best, and you may see something, and to you, that's like the greatest scene you've ever seen, but it just didn't quite make my cut for whatever reason. And when people ask me what makes a great nude scene, the answer might surprise you, but it's so true. It's the lighting.
The lighting.
Well, think about it. If the most beautiful actress in the world did a 1 minute full frontal scene, but it was so dark you couldn't see anything, what good is it?
Good
so
point.
It really is. It sounds weird, but lighting is first and foremost. And then obviously how long the scene is, what they show, all those other things come into play.
And then you can go into the best, as I mentioned, five skintastic TV shows for nudity. And you start off with Dream On, which was...
Remember that show?
I do remember Brian Benben on HBO
in the 90s? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then you go on to True Blood, which was really...
True Blood.
That was great.
Yeah. I want to do bad things to
Sookie. Yeah. My girl Sookie was so cute.
Oh, Sookie Ann Paquin. You know, they had... She's quoted on the back of the book. She's a fan. But True Blood had 136 nude scenes in its run. Shameless still leads the pack with 235 and counting.
Emmy Rossum is naked almost every single one.
Emmy Rossum, what I love about her is not only is she beautiful and a great actress, she didn't just sit around and let all the extras and nobodies from the show do nudity. She was right in there with everyone.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
So I always give her props as a great actress for what I do for a living.
Game of Thrones, a lot of...
Game of Thrones, when you combine how well written, produced, and all the factors, plus it's in the top five shows for nudity of all time.
You have it at number one.
Well, I have it at number one for just overall quality for everything combined. I didn't do it by number of nude scenes, because that list would have been different, because some of the shows you guys probably never heard of.
Right. Now, being Mr. Skin is out, 20 years of nip slips, cheek peeks, and fast forwarding to the good parts. So who's the actress? We've probably done this before, but it's worth mentioning again. Who's the actress that has been naked the most? Whether it's TV, movies, do you have that statistic?
I mean, of actresses, do you guys know who Monica Bellucci is? Does that name ring a bell? She's an Italian actress that's been in a number of American films. She's been nude 27 times, which is, that's in the Shannon Tweed level. But you're not asking me about B-movie actresses from the 90s.
Right.
But for me, mainstream Hollywood actresses, Monica Bellucci. Another one would be Nicole.
Did you just call Gene Simmons' wife B-list?
Well, what would you call Shannon
Tweed? C-list.
Barely in the business.
No,
she was in that show, Red Shoe Diaries.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I love all those Skinamax shows. The movies from the 90s, we all do. But another one is, say, Nicole Kidman's been nude 20 different times.
Really?
Yeah, and probably counting. So there's a number of actresses. Angelina Jolie about 15 times.
15?
So, yeah.
So listen, the movie Knocked Up comes out. Did that precede or follow your appearances on Howard Stern Show?
Oh, that was before. In fact, that movie came out on June 1st of 2007. And I got a call the summer prior from a Universal attorney. And I'm thinking, oh, geez, what's this about? But he called and said, listen, the guy that did 40-Year-Old Virgin, he wants to put your movie or he wants to put your website into his next movie. And I said to myself, well, okay, that's incredible, because I knew how popular that 40-Year-Old Virgin was, but I had no idea how he was going to use it, whatever. I had all these people giving me advice, you got to charge them a lot of money for product placement and all this, and I instinctively knew, and I haven't made the greatest business decisions in my life, but in this case, I said, why put any roadblocks in front of this?
So smart.
I don't care if they're ripping my website, I don't care what it is. If my website gets in this guy's next movie, it's going to be good, right?
Yep.
And I said, where do I sign? And I just signed it. And little did I know the product placement and knocked up for my website, MrSkin.com, ended up being right up there with E.T. and Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I mean, it was huge. Literally.
It was huge. The whole movie, these guys are building this site, and it builds to this big crescendo, and then they find out that MrSkin.com already exists, so they have no chance, and they shut it down. Right. That's really cool.
So have you been you close to Seth Rogen to this day?
I went to the movie premiere, and the guys couldn't have been nicer to me. And actually, you mentioned, you were asking the question about what came first, Howard Stern or this. Judd Apatow was a big Howard Stern fan. He heard me on the show while he was writing the script and wanted to come up with a real stupid, embarrassing job for the lead character of his movie. And that's
right. So you were on Howard before the movie.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What I said.
My first time I was on Howard, and I in the book call it, you know, one of my skin finding moments was March 23rd of 2000. That was my
debut
on the Howard Stern show. I've been on probably 25 times, and quite frankly, it's a big reason for the success of the website, because if Howard endorses you in their fandom, and you know, it's when I went on, I thought maybe I'd go on one time. I was really nervous. I went on the show and thought, wow, that one time on Howard was amazing. Gary called me, Gary the producer, after the show and said, listen, that was a big hit. We'd like to have you on again. Wow. And that was a big deal.
Awesome. Yeah. Sweet. So was anybody giving you a hard time? Any of these actresses? Or you got a call from J-Lo or somebody else?
I think part of the reason is one thing we never do, we don't take steal cell phone pictures and put them up at the website. We don't.
Oh, but that, what was it? What's her name? Jennifer Lawrence?
Well, that.
With that stuff on her back?
I know all about that stuff, but we never go there for MrSkin.com. It's always been our policy to only post, and it's really truly a database of the history of nudity in movies and television. We only post stuff that actresses willingly appear in, not paparazzi pics from, you know, hiding in a tree and take a picture.
This is all legit stuff.
Well, and listen, I'm not saying that maybe there's some actresses that don't appreciate it. I'm not stupid. But the other thing is the vibe of our website. It's fun. We celebrate nudity in film. If Kathy Bates does a nude scene, we're all for it. Because you know what? There's some guy out there that maybe loves that. Why should I rain on his
God
parade?
Bless you.
You know?
I love it.
Yeah.
Hey, it's of the five most skintastic lesbian scenes of all time. And one of them, you mentioned this woman who was a total knockout back in the day, Catherine Deneuve. Her and Susan Sarandon in The Hunger.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that made my top
five.
That was
a good scene.
I
saw
that. Yeah, of course.
It was a very good scene.
She spills wine on Susan Sarandon's T-shirt, and she just, no bra, and takes it off to clean it. Next thing.
Sarandon's naked a lot. Bull Durham.
Who?
She got nailed on Susan Sarandon.
Oh, yeah. Well, Susan Sarandon was also nude in Pretty Baby, which is a very controversial movie. But to be honest, my favorite Susan Sarandon is Atlantic City. When Burt Lancaster spying on her, and she is washing her breasts with lemon.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, it's the greatest nude with lemon scenes of all time.
Nude with lemon. Yeah. I kind of like that one. You know, the one thing I think one scene was overrated, and I'm alone in this. I know I am, but Wild Things. With a young Nev Campbell, Matt Dillon, and a young Denise Richards.
You know why? Because only Denise Richards got naked. Nev Campbell.
Well, she's the hottest of the three, but I know. Yeah. Is that why?
Yeah, people forget that it was only
maybe
one of the
maybe they included Bill Murray in that scene.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was actually, I really enjoyed that movie, but that's one of the most famous menage a trois scenes in movie history.
Maybe the most famous in the last 20 years?
Yeah, because that came out, 97?
Right.
So yeah, last couple, 22.
Now, what about the lesbian scene with Gina Gershon?
Bound.
Yes,
come on.
Yes.
Jennifer
Tilly.
To me, Gina Gershon is one of the most beautiful women in Hollywood.
Agreed.
I really am. And that scene with Jennifer Tilly, and to be honest, if you go back and watch that, there wasn't a ton of nudity. It was just very sensual and hot, and the two women were so beautiful at the top of their game. And a lot of people forget, Gina Gershon was very naked in Showgirls. It was just that there was so much Elizabeth Berkley and everything else.
Yeah.
She almost got lost in the nudity of Showgirls. By what I consider the greatest movie ever made, Showgirls.
Hey, look, it was damn good. And it was revolutionary for its time. It was mainstream nudity. Yeah.
It got killed. It ruined her career. She never made a movie again, that poor girl, after that. Which is a shame, because it was a fun movie. What about the scene with Dennis Hopper and Isabella Rossellini?
Blue Velvet.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a little rough.
Little rough?
Yeah, that movie was a David Lynch movie from 1987. And I don't really know if they can make a movie like that today.
No more, right?
You know? And I think about that
a lot.
You
can't even be like, you can't even have Al Pacino like throw what's his name up against the wall, like in Sea of Love.
Yeah, Ellen Barkin.
Yes.
Yeah, but in some of that was body double. Check out a movie she did called Siesta in 1987 at the 3-minute mark. Full frontal on the side of it. Yeah, it's really fantastic. But and
you can't do that today, Hopper and Rossellini. You
well,
can't, no.
Yeah, okay. So the other thing too is I always say that the golden age of teen sex comedies was that 1980 to 1985 with Fast Times and Porky's and Last American Virgin, all those movies
about
we all
last
remember.
Night
of,
and almost fire,
about
the
last
Brad
night,
pack,
all
the
that stuff.
Demi all, Moore naked quite a bit.
Yeah, we all remember that. And if you think about it, it would be really difficult in this day and age to recreate those movies. Think about like Revenge of the Nerds, which we can all quote lines from. We all remember it fondly. But then you take a step back and these guys had cameras in a sorority spying on women. Then they like took the pictures. I remember they put Julia Montgomery's picture nude on the bottom of a pie tin at the pie sale. The guys are eating the pies and they look down and see the name. I mean, you couldn't do movies like that. And probably
cool.
Probably for the better. I'm not saying that.
Not but, for the better.
Well,
don't even say that.
I don't know.
Don't give these crazies any more ammunition.
Yeah, wrong show to say that. I got it. Yeah. But no, but listen, I'm just saying the truth of the matter is what you saw back in that day is probably never going to happen again. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Being Mr. Skin, Jim McBride, look. Being Mr. Skin must be a fabulous experience.
Yeah, until you get an email from your mom, who works for me, by the way.
That's amazing.
As a skin turn, and the email says, is that a shadow or bush? That's literally.
Yeah, yeah. Mom, it's a bush. Come on.
Yeah. My mom goes to church every Sunday, and I get that.
That's incredible, yes. You told us last time you were on with us that your mother works for you, which is amazing.
That's great.
Being Mr. Skin is the book. 20 years of nips, lips, cheek peeks, and fast-forwarding to the good parts. Jim McBride is the author. He's here in studio with Bernie and Sid, and we had a great time.
Thanks so much for having me in studio. Sorry about the choking incident.
No,
that's never happened to me. Sorry about
great.
That.
You're a great, great radio guy, and just a lovely guy. Folks, go buy the book, Being Mr. Skin. And if you enjoyed this conversation, you got about 300 pages of it. We'll come back and wrap things up on Bernie and Sid right after these words.